I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, not a month goes by where I don't get a call at my institute by someone telling me that someone in the government implanted these things in their brain without them knowing. I'm not kidding.
Now you may say, this doesn't concern me, or my children, or my community, but this is less and less true.
You know the outcome and you see the journey.
A new world order.
This whole conspiracy to enslave humanity is a psychological game. You're not going to sell a tyranny by telling people it's a tyranny. The outcome is that they want to connect the human brain to artificial intelligence, so artificial intelligence becomes human consciousness.
Hyperreality is an inability of consciousness to distinguish reality from a simulation of reality. What is real and what is fiction are blended together so that there is no clear distinction between where one ends and the other begins. It allows the co-mingling of physical reality with virtual reality and human intelligence with artificial intelligence. Targeted individuals find themselves thrust into this new reality against their will and without their permission. They have been linked to artificial intelligence supercomputers so that their brains can be modeled and mapped to the sentient world simulation.
Where a computer could learn enough about me, create a copy of me, and I could still be here. I might not even know that you scanned my brain, and we could scan my brain from inside, sending scanners through the bloodstream, billions of them, in the form of nanorobots or nanobots, and capture every detail of my synapses and neurotransmitters, and create a virtual Ray Kurzweil in a very powerful computer, and it would be indistinguishable from me. It would pass a Ray Kurzweil Turing test.
Imagine having two minds running some software on one brain. There are two of you in one mind.
When you clone a brain, brainwaves, and it's more complicated than I'm describing, but you are able to see what the other person is seeing, and you're able to hear what the other person's hearing, as well as influence them.
No touch torture is a whole new topic, a whole new category. Most people don't believe it's happening. You'd be tortured in your own home. No one will believe you. Your brain has been rewired to feel the other, I call it the empathy machine. We can overpower all senses. We can create false sense of touch, make you think ghosts are touching you. We can, you know, create smells that aren't really there. Taste, so you can imagine all the trickery that we're capable of doing, from hauntings to being beamed up by aliens, being anal probed. So unfortunately, it gets into very dark topics of trauma-based conditioning we do remotely, rape, torture, etc. The brain doesn't distinguish between these signals. And so at the comfort of your own home, it's as if they brought you into a lab for alien dissection and whatnot.
This isn't real.
What is real? How do you define real? If you're talking about what you can feel, what you can smell, what you can taste and see, then real is simply electrical signals interpreted by your brain. This is the world that you know. The world as it was at the end of the 20th century. It exists now only as part of a neural interactive simulation that we call the Matrix. You've been living in a dream world, Neo.
Let us suppose that we could take our brain out of our body and keep it alive in a glass jar. Let us put a computer in which all kinds of information can be recorded. Finally, let us transmit the electrical signals of all the data related to a setting, such as image, sound, and smell, to this computer. Let us connect this computer to the sensory centers in our brain with electrodes and send the pre-recorded data to our brain. As our brain perceives these signals, it will see and live the setting correlated with these. From this computer, we can send to our brain also signals pertaining to our own image. For instance, we can send to our brain the electrical correlates of such senses as sight, hearing, and touch, that we perceive while we sit at a desk. In that state, our brain would think itself as a businessman sitting in his office. This imaginary world would continue as long as the stimulations keep coming from the computer. We would never realize that we only consist of a brain.
The world out there that we experience as out there is actually in here. What is Wi-Fi? It's information carried in radiation fields. But you get a piece of technology called a computer, and it will tap in to those radiation fields, and it will decode them into a form on the screen which is absolutely nothing like the field is in its prime form.
And we are doing exactly the same to create the reality we think is so real. We live in a sea of information, of possibility, of probability, just like Wi-Fi. And through what I call the biological computer, the decoding processes of what we call the body, we are decoding information from that Wi-Fi field and putting it on our screen, which exists in here.
If we have algorithms that stimulate the right things and give it the right data, they could reprogram you in a way without you even knowing it. So you think you're in control of your own will, but it's actually some evil AI or evil people controlling everything we do, and we're more like zombies.
Before you go, oh, that's the stuff of science fiction. No, it's not.
Your brain is remotely tied. The cerebral cortex is remotely tied to a supercomputer for life, which monitors and manipulates all electromagnetic activity of the victim's brain.
Linking brains to machines and creating machine brains. Is that something we can handle?
You cannot compromise. You cannot negotiate. You cannot surrender to a computer. It will continue to do what it is programmed to do.
Linking brains to the internet and data clouds that make an unlimited amount of information available to us all the time.
It's called the information and injection feedback loop. It's bidirectional, so they can upload, download, and speed of light. The system can, the supercomputer can. This information and injection feedback loop, this neural link in the victim's brain and the supercomputer.
A machine that has cognitive capability and emotional capability. Literally uses the first person singular I and tells us how it feels.
A real live breathing sensitive and responsive entity, just like Pinocchio becomes a boy. If I stood before you 3 years ago and I told you this, I'd be like, here's science fiction that should start out with once upon a time. Not science fiction anymore.
There was a movie a few years ago starring Johnny Depp called Transcendence, which encapsulated where I'm saying this is going. For those who haven't seen it, Johnny Depp played a scientist only a few years into the future, by which time they had quantum computers, which is what I think the universe is. So he then found he was dying. So his scientist wife downloaded his consciousness onto this quantum computer. And after he died, she downloaded it onto the internet. And Johnny Depp's consciousness took the internet over. And by then, they had the Internet of Things, so he was controlling everything, was controlled the internet. So what they then did was release what they called sentient nanoparticles on the wind out into the atmosphere. Humans breathed them in. And because that technology then was connected to them, it connected them to the internet. So now Johnny Depp is dictating their behavior. Now, you know, movie or no movie, that is a tremendous, more than symbolic representation of where we're going. Which is why I say that the most important question we need to ask is, what is this artificial intelligence?
The first thing I can tell you is that M's are very much like humans. But they are not like the typical human. The typical M is a copy of the few hundred most productive humans. So in fact, they are as elite compared to the typical human as a typical billionaire, Nobel Prize winner, Olympic gold medalist, head of state. M's look on humans, perhaps with nostalgia and gratitude, but not so much respect.
We can't ignore that element there, because these M's are going to basically be the elite of the world who are sort of feeding their brains, basically, to create the M. It's gonna be that elite class, right? The Illuminati, whatever you want to call it. This has been the race. You know, this has kind of been what they've been trying to do in the apotheosis, in the, you know, the godhood that they sought. And what the esotericists have believed is the restoration of Eden. You know, so all those, you know, fairy tales and mythologies about living forever, the fountain of youth and things like that, this is sort of their technological answer to all that. And it's quite fascinating to consider that, again, we live in this time where we get to see this unfold.
If you aren't at least a bit disturbed by something I tell you here, you're just not paying attention. Okay, the first thing I can tell you is that M spend most of their life in virtual reality. This is what you might look like if you were using virtual reality. And this is what you might see. Sunlight glinting off of water, you might hear gulls flying above, you might even feel the wind on their cheeks or smell seawater with advanced hardware. Now, if you were to spend a lot of time here, you might want a dashboard where you could do things like make a phone call, move to a new virtual world, check your bank account. Now, while this is what you would look like in virtual reality, this is what an M would look like when virtual reality. It's computer hardware sitting in a server rack somewhere. But still, it could see and experience the same thing.
Because you can access other people in other places and live through them. You could be in Elon Musk's head right now. You are no longer trapped in your body. You can actually be anywhere at any time that any other person or any other device is getting sensory information.
An M can move its brain, the computer that represents its brain, from one physical location to another. M's can actually move around the world at the speed of light.
Where we will become the internet. The internet will become us. They will be inseparable. We'll have our storage and everything else all over the place. And when we do that, we have to understand they could actually steal you. They can implant memories in your head that you don't have. They could erase memories. They could control you in ways that you wouldn't even know you're being controlled. Is this scary? So I painted on the hand a heaven, but there is also a hell where we as gods, like gods, we'll be creating our own reality.
Here's how I would do it. I copy you exactly into a digital environment. Everything about you. Imagine that was possible. It probably is. So if I copy you into a machine, that copy process has all of the properties we were talking about as being a soul. First of all, it's immaterial, because copying, that's not a thing, it's a process. It's immortal. It's just like you. You can put it in any environment you want, heaven, hell, make a simulation.
They are building false realities into which they want to induct you so they can play God.